Guy Laughing Records Punk Rock Podcast with Rob Trisler.
Welcome to the Die Laughing Records radio podcast, episode number 21. That's right, we've got 21 episodes under our belt, and this is starting that 21st. Now, I got to tell you, we got a lot going on this week. After last week, we had a tremendous response for our Valentine's Day podcast, which was a two-hour special that aired twice on RadioVegas.rocks, as well as all the people that listened on the podcast platforms out there. If you haven't listened to it more than once, you probably want to go back and listen to it again, just because it was a hell of a podcast. There was a lot of great female acts on there. So if you would like to hear it again, go to any of the podcast platforms, hit subscribe, play that whole number 20 again. It wants to be heard. Got a lot of great artists on there. Check them out. Anyway, let's start off this new episode 21 with the Die Laughing Records radio podcast. Hey, my name is Robert Trisler, and I'm your host of the Die Laughing Records radio podcast. So, hey, Chelsea, can you kick this off for us?
These groups are not just great bands, they're fucking great friends of mine.
Too far.
right, ladies and gentlemen, that is how you start a show. And that last track was called Used by Banger. And before that, you heard Gone Too Far by Bite, starring Chelsea Rose. They have an upcoming record, which is an EP, coming out on Die Laughing Records. More details coming soon. In the meantime, let's get on with this show. Here is the Die Laughing Records triple shot of the week. Okay, so that was what you call a triple shot of the week, won't you say so? I say so. So that means I think we should all say so. Say it with me, triple shot, Should we do it again? Triple shot. Okay, anyway, that was Social Unrest with the track Mardi Gras. That was unreleased. We have 4 tracks total this year that Die Laughing Records will be releasing from Social Unrest. That will be a single soon enough. However, that's a little taste, everybody. So we hope you enjoyed that. That will come out soon where you can purchase it anywhere online, digitally, pretty darn soon. We'll give you a date. You'll know soon enough. And before that, you heard The Cause by NOFX off their 1994 album, Punk and Drublic. And that was a fun album, and so we decided to play that track for you. And before that, you also heard We Die Alone. That was recorded live by Fang on Dave Dalton's birthday party, November 4th, 2018. And the studio recording of that is available on the album Rise Up on Die Laughing Records. Go to dielaughingrecords.com. Anyway, check out everything going on. We got a lot more to go. However, that was your triple shot of the week. We hope you truly enjoyed it.
Die Laughing Records from Alameda in East Bay Area is distributed by Cobra Sight from Glendale in California and Sony Red. A host of bands on its roster: Fuckem, The Nerve, Fang, East Bay Ray and the Killer Smiles, Union 13, The Vibrators, Dickens, Bite, starring Chelsea Rose, The Unfortunate Bastard, Cell Block 5, Amy Angel and the Hellraisers, Frequency Within, The Next, Social Unrest, Screaming Bloody Marys, The Hellflowers, Die Laughing Records.
Die Laughing Records.
This is the news. The news is here, and it's Mr. Dave Dalton. Yeah.
Hello, folks. Hey, there's a show coming up. Looks like February 23rd, Saturday, Stockton, California, at the Whiskey Barrel Tavern. And on the bill will be Die Laughing Records Screaming Bloody Marys, along with their friends Jesus and the Dinosaurs, and Rudy Canfield. It's a great tribute band to The Clash. Now I'm hearing Dave Dalton, moi, will be sitting in with Rudy Canfield doing a few Clash songs, which is going to be fun. So check them out if you're in the area. Screaming Bloody Marys will be playing the Whiskey Barrel Tavern, Stockton, California, Saturday, February 23rd, 9 p.m. It's free, folks. It's free. Rob, spin some Screaming Bloody Marys.
Here's the Screaming Bloody Marys off their 7-inch vinyl with the Vibrators, called Across the Pond, and this is Don't Count Me Out.
Let's go. Elizabeth here, and I'm coming to you today with some news about one of our bands called The Nerve. I love The Nerve. They are such a cool bunch of people. And on February 15th, we're really excited to announce that we released their first single titled Alternative Facts, and that comes from their Standard Deviant album. And we're really excited about it. We want you to go and download a copy for yourself at dielaughingrecords.com. So go, go, go. And while you're there, check out the tour dates for The Nerve. They're starting their G-Spot tour March 15th of this year, and it's going to kick off in Anaheim, California at the Doll Hut. And they'll be touring with Kittenhead, another really cool band. And also, I hear another Die Laughing Record artist is going to be hitting the road with them, and that's Frequency Within. So pretty exciting stuff. Go, go, go. DieLaughingRecords.com. Check out those tour dates and see if they're coming to a city near you.
Hey, we have a band on Die Laughing Records called Amy Angel and the Hellraisers. They have a new record that's going to be dropped March 15th called I'll Do It Again. It'll be up on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, Sony Red online. It's going to be all over social media. These guys are an amazing band, rockabilly with a twist of street punk. And you'll see them, I believe, March 16th at Lennon Studios, Ian's birthday show. And on that bill will be No Alternative. The Next will be backing up Amy Angel and the Hellraisers, Screaming Bloody Marys, Lady Killers, Bite, Cycles in Love. It goes on and on. It's going to be like a Die Laughing record special show. But yeah, so let's congratulate Amy Angel and Hellraisers. I'll Do It Again, which that single will be dropped on March 15th. Get it, pick it up, and let's do it again.
You know, I really wanted to put this band last week on the Valentine's podcast. And since they're going to be on the bill that Dave just talked about, I want to go ahead and play them for you now. This is Lady Killers from San Francisco, California, with Take It All.
Rattle around inside my brain like ice in a glass that's empty and drained. You're so
Jillian Elizabeth here, and I'm coming to you today with some information about an upcoming show for a Die Laughing artist called The Unfortunate Bastard. And in case you didn't know, The Unfortunate Bastard is none other than our own Dave Dalton. Yes, that's right, Dave with the news. CEO of Die Laughing Records. He's with Screaming Bloody Marys. But at this time, he's going to get back to his acoustic roots and busk it up a bit at an event called The Sounds of Music. And that's at Simple Pleasures Cafe, which is located at 3434 Balboa Street in San Francisco, California. And this event's going to take place on March 30th at 6 p.m. It is a no-cover event. Come out, get a cup of coffee, say hi to your go-go-go girl, and let's support Dave. And he's going to be accompanied by Greg Langston on the snare. And we just hope to see a lot of the listeners come out and show support and have a good time. Go, go, go. See you then.
Here's The Unfortunate Bastard with the track Borstal Boys from his album Hobo Circus and Friends that is available on DieLaughingRecords.com or through Cobra Side, which is a retail distribution. At any store, go in and ask for it. If they don't have it, they can order it for you. So anyway, enjoy the song.
Walk by, push the phone beside with a coffee in the morning, Mr. Sun's alive. Corner gang met a man up for me. A letter from the hometown makes it sad. Lord, he said he had a stick and that was his sentimental rubber chain. Got to be good. Years rolled by, a senseless waste of time. I just wait to be born. Sam didn't lose a hand, he went out with the best downtown trash. Got the screw, I'm moving out of Alabama. You know, shaking around, didn't hang around. He went upstairs with a Molotov. Came upstairs with a bloody shotgun. Years all on by, a senseless waste of time. I just wait to evolve. Inmate schemes, no one hears a push of 17. I bet your life is right tonight in a mess. When I get out of here, I'm gonna make myself and disappear. See me on the corner with a chip on my shoulder, don't blame me. Hey! Years all by, a senseless waste of time. I just wait to rebuff.
Presented by Curtis Smith for news of releases on Die Laughing Records. For the Die Laughing Records podcast, punk news, bands, gigs, latest tidbits of information. So, take it away, Curtis.
This is your Maelstrom Minute. I wanted to give a shout out to a couple bands out of Michigan. This week, one of them is called The Incurables. Guy's name is Ray. They're a guitar rock band, friends for a long time. Just want to say hi to you guys. And also another band that's doing pretty well called Happy Curmudgeons. That'd be Dave Hamilton's band. They're doing really well. They had a record come out called Meant to Be, and that record is doing pretty well. Right now they're getting airplay in Europe, as well as a lot of airplay in the United States. Various areas. So shout out to both you guys. Kira is on tour still. They're in the middle of their tour with Seven Dust, Tremonti, Cane Hill, and Low Water. So if you get a chance and you're on the East Coast, check them out. That should be a lot of fun. And then there's two other records I'm looking forward to hearing once they come out. One is a band called Frequency Within. They got a new music coming out here fairly soon, also with a tour going on through the Southwest. So I'm looking forward to seeing that and hearing about that. And then the other band is called the Hellflowers. They're going to have a record coming out here in the next couple months. So keep an eye out for those. And that is your Maelstrom Minute.
Hi, Die Laughing Podcast Radio listeners. This is Jillian Elizabeth, your go, go, go girl. And I'm sitting here in front of my computer, surrounded by Die Laughing swag. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do with all of this? Well, you know what I want to do with all of this. I want to give some of it to you. So I want you guys to send me in your pictures listening to our podcast with your earbuds in. Tell me what platform you're on and where you're from and your name or your handle, if you're cool like that, if you're a go, go, go girl like me. And send it to Jillucyberry, JillucyBerry at gmail.com. And we look forward to seeing all our gorgeous listeners. Bye.
Send your pick to me for free swag from Die Laughing Records. Earbuds in.
My name is Max Knuckles, and I want to shout out to Die Laughing Records 2019.
This is the shout-out segment. Simplest way to look at it is like this. In the old days, meaning when you were a teenager, or maybe you're still a teenager, maybe you're not even a teenager yet, but regardless, when people used to call radio stations and request a song for that person they loved, well, instead, we're going to give it out. We're going to give it back. So this is our shout-outs to you.
I love you. You love me.
Hi, Jillian Elizabeth here with a shout out today. And that shout out goes to my new friend, or Die Laughing Records' new friend, Dutchie Hollins, the punk DJ at chaoticradio.com. And that's chaotic with a K. Dutchie and I met online and we started networking and talking a little bit. And he is the punk DJ over there at Chaotic Radio. And we are doing like a collaboration with them now. Dutchie's going to be playing Die Laughing artists, at least four, on his show, which runs Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And he'll be talking about us a little bit, and we're going to be giving shout-outs and kudos back to Chaotic because we've become a partnership now, a family, and we're really excited and pleased to be collaborating with them. So I wanted to, again, give that shout-out to Dutchie. Thank everyone over there at chaoticradio.com, and we hope that you guys tune in and listen. Go, go, go!
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no regular one. But they said you was hot.
That was Hound Dog by the Vibrators off their CD Restless. That's available through dielaughingrecords.com on all the download and streaming platforms as well as at retail. So you take your pick and pick one up today.
This is Lord Prosser, ambassador to Die Laughing Records. My pick of the week is a band called Eat Dirt. They've got a record out called Pull Out. They'll be playing on the 2nd of March at the New Cross Inn, and also on the 19th of April at the Manchester Punk Festival. So check them out. Eat Dirt Punk is their handle on Instagram, and the band's called Eat Dirt.
A shout out, and I want to have Rob play a special song for Rodney Lord Prosser, our French ambassador for Die Laughing Records. I call him Frenchie, but he's just a really good friend to all of us at Die Laughing. He keeps us fresh and fun and colorful, and he's always making us jingles, and I just really appreciate him. So Rob, will you play something for Lord Prosser?
One thing you did. Hey, we don't know each other well, so what I keep.
right, so you just heard the single from TSOL, One Thing. Now, since we are still talking about Rodney, Mr. Lord Prosser himself, we're going to go ahead and play a track from him now. This is from a 2009 release he did with some other people out there in the world of Paris and Europe. And this track is called Traces of Yesterday.
Traces of yesterday, dead on Galway. Traces of yesterday. You break me like an eggshell. You crush me like a fly. Inside, wanna get me dry. Traces of yesterday did not go away. Traces of yesterday. No blood left to bleed. When it starts coming, I'm begging on my knees. Traces of yesterday didn't go away.
This segment, What is PR?, is myself and Curtis Smith of Maelstrom PR having a conversation, jumping into it, and having quick tips for bands on things they can do to better themselves. So please share this with your friends.
The internet and the way it's being utilized and completely revamped the way that marketing is done and promotion is done for bands. But one of the biggest dilemmas that I think you have seen, that you've told me, and that everyone I've talked to that's on the industry side of things, not necessarily as much bands, but the industry sees bands making the biggest mistake where they're spending all their money on recording and not enough on their marketing and their promotion and their PR and all the other elements that go involved with actually helping them get that record disseminated.
You know, that's a mystery because, especially in the punk world, I mean, when punk music was made back in, say, in the 80s, 70s, early, mid-70s or whatever, no one really cared about the quality of the recording. They just got it down. I mean, even back in the 60s and 70s, they didn't have a whole lot of money to spend in the studio. They just basically got the music on tape. They did a lot of pre-production, and then they used 4-tracks and stuff, and they They just knock it out, you know, they have something to sell. Today, I think so much emphasis is put on technology and the different outboard gear that's out there that can make you sound good or enhance something that maybe needs a little bit of effort or a little help, you know, and they just keep upselling, and pretty soon you're spending all your money, you know, recording a record that, you know, you should be spending trying to promote it. You know, at the end of the day, if nobody knows who you are, it really doesn't matter how well the record is. It comes down to, you know, how people know you.
And people got to hear it. It's basically what you're saying is people got to hear it, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, or else it dies on the vine.
At the end of the day, if you spend $100 on your record, put $100 in your promotion. It's a 50-50 split.
At least that.
Yeah.
I mean, the major labels, you know, I still deal with people in the major industry, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you can look at any major label and you're going to see that, yeah, they have the equipment and they have ways and means of getting in the good studios and that kind of thing. But the real money is spent in promotion. They're spending it in radio. They're spending it in PR. They're spending it in video promotion. Nowadays, of course, with streaming and whatnot, they're also spending it in social media.
Yep.
The presence is important and the awareness factor is important. The familiarity with the music is important. And that's way, way more expensive than a recording of an album. Probably easy 80-20, you know, 80% okay. Promotion, 20% recording. But for an independent band, I mean, you really got to give yourself a shot. You know, you got to have at least half your money budgeted for promotion. You know, I've seen a lot of bands where they make this great record and then they'll go to SubmitHub and try to hope someone will review their record. And it's like, no, you need to do better than that. You know, your music's worth more than that.
Where can people reach you at Maelstrom PR?
Well, you got my email address, which is maelstrompr@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/maelstrompr, or just Google Curtis Smith Maelstrom Music, Curtis Smith Maelstrom PR.
Hope you enjoyed that track as much as I did. That was Jarhead by Authorities. That was off their 2011 record, Kung Pao Oi Go Go. It's the LP, so check it out. They are from originally Stockton, California. You can find them online, Facebook, of course, and other places. However, that's a great record. They have other stuff out, a lot of other stuff. They've been out for a very long time. Please make sure you do some investigating and pick up some music from Authorities. And now I'm going to play for you a track from a band going all the way back to 1980. Yeah, we're going a little bit back since it's almost 2020 and only 10 more months. Yeah, almost 10 more months and we're 2020. So we're going to go back to 1980. This is a track called World War III by DOA off their album Something Better Change. Enjoy.
Say, yeah. fun. The Kirklands and the gun were put in that mid of selling doctrine. Now I quit out.
Believe it or not, that was the show. It is over, this episode at least. Thank you so much for listening, and make sure you come back next week for more fun, whether you're listening on RadioVegas.rocks or you're listening on a podcast platform. No matter how you listen, we're glad that you're here. You can start off on RadioVegas.rocks or go to DieLaughingRecords.com. Either place you can start and you get to find out all about this fun stuff we call the Die Laughing Records Radio Podcast. Now, I want to thank David Dalton, my business partner and friend, Curtis Smith from Maelstrom PR, Jillian Elizabeth for the work she's doing. I want to thank Jason, Mr. Hat Martinez, of course, Lord Prosser, all the crew over at RadioVegas.rocks. Thank you so much. I want to thank Gubby and Randy over at Cobraside Distribution that does all our physical distribution, along with thanking The Orchard and Sony Red for the work they're doing with all our digital and streaming music for Die Laughing Records artists. I want to thank Born Sick for their theme music, and I want to thank overall the listener, you, for listening. So can't wait to have you back again next week for more music, and if you've got a shout out you want to do, send it over. Send over an MP3. Or if you want to get yourself played on this show, submit it to dielaughingrecords@gmail.com. Overall, look forward to seeing you next week or hearing you next week and entertaining you some more.
All songs on this episode have been approved by the bands on this episode.
Bullshit!
You're listening to the Die Laughing Records podcast with Rob Trisler. West Coast punk rock. We'll be right back.
RadioVegas.rocks.
Wednesdays, 11 a.m. to 12 Vegas time.
This is sponsored by the letter C. Thank you so much and have a great day.